The group Canyon Summits LLC has been working with state and federal agencies for 6 years, trying to get wireless towers set up throughout Glenwood Canyon outside of Glenwood Springs. Attorney Marty Whitmore represents the company.
Of course, there are many people who look at it and will say, well, it's just so people can have cell phone service throughout the canyon and they could just hang up their phone. But honestly, it's really to facilitate emergency communications.
Up to 5 cell phone carriers like AT&T or Verizon could use the service, but it's also meant for emergency officials like law enforcement and medical services. More than 1 million people travel, hike, and bike in the canyon each year, making the need for communications there more important, says Whitmore. She says agencies should be able to coordinate and respond efficiently in case of a fire, car accident, or injured hiker.
All of those are examples of times when, in the past, radio services have not been satisfactory to ensure that first responders or CDOT personnel are able to communicate with each other. This will ensure that those kinds of emergency communications can be more readily available.
The plan includes cell towers of varying heights. They will be located at rest areas throughout the canyon and will be disguised to look like trees so they blend in with the environment. Whitmore says the towers will resemble Douglas fir trees and junipers.
The Forest Service has worked very, very closely with us and has been very, very adamant that whatever is used must be compatible with the surrounding environment.
The Forest Service has agreed to the project, and CDOT is expected to give its approval next month. Whitmore says construction should start this spring, and cell service is expected to be available by the end of the year.